to the Gurukul, Bhakti Vedanta Gurukul in International School, and your concern for education. Maharaj, I would like to ask you, what was Prabhupada's vision for education for the children?
Srila Prabhupada had different programs that he was willing to try for education. In Juhu, the idea that he discussed the most was of the Gurukul, in which we basically taught good character. He was saying that, you know, what is the use of being educated if you don't have good character? And he was saying that the affluent class, their children don't need to learn how to make money, because they will take over the family business, but they should develop good character. And you know, there are many recorded instructions, but he also had other ideas. Like in one early letter, he wrote that we could have an institution at St. Xavier's College in Bombay. So it's not that he had only one idea, and it's not that only one idea is right and other ideas are wrong. There's room for different paradigms, all within Srila Prabhupada's broad guidelines. You know, at Gopal's Garden School, to be admitted, not only is the child evaluated, but his whole family is evaluated, because they want the child's family to support what the child learns in the school. So, say the child is learning certain values in the school, and then at home his parents are drinking or eating flesh or whatever, then there will be a conflict within the child. And furthermore, the child will bring certain ideas into the school from home, which ideas are not congenial to the school. So, in the first example that Srila Prabhupada gave, you know, the parents would be, I think, traditional, and they would support whatever the child learns in the school. With the St. Xavier's paradigm, it's different. Like, it's many Hindus go to St. Xavier's. They don't really take up the Christian values, but they go because it's a good education. So, in that paradigm, we would get like a broader range of people who would, to some degree, be influenced by our values and cultures, but it wouldn't be as probably intensive as in the traditional concept of the Gurukul. But you know, the idea is to help people to spread Krishna consciousness, and you know, you can it's quite often like that. You can have a more exclusive group whose training is more intensive, and you could have a more inclusive group whose training is more mixed. And both have advantages and both have disadvantages. And but the main thing is the purity of the teachers and staff. And that's, in either case, that's important. Of course, with the St. Xavier's model, there's more scope for hiring people. But certainly the more the teachers and administration are pure and Krishna conscious, the better effect they'll have on children.
Thank you, Maharaj. And the last question would be, there is a lot of need which everybody feels, because right now the school is primarily only for boys, that a girls' Gurukul should also be included. And the other thing is, for higher education, what would be your comments for having a co-educational university where girls and boys, young men and young women would study together?
Mm-hmm. Generally, separation is better. There was a very interesting experiment done in Chicago where I don't know if it was one school or a number of schools, but they tried separating the boys and girls. I think it was somewhere, you know, up to high school level. And everyone improved in their studies. They all, both the boys and girls, they did better on the standardized tests. Vandalism decreased. Their eating habits improved. The selections at the vending machines, mm-hmm. like all the carbonated drinks and junk food, that went down.
Okay.
Everything improved just by that one adjustment of keeping the boys and girls separate. That was in Chicago, where there's no real background of that culture. But it seems like a better, and it was demonstrated in that situation.
Thank you, Maharaj. We hope to see a lot of your involvement in the upcoming university and the school. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada
Ki Jai.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Gurukul
Ki Jai.
Bhakti Sanjay Mission School.